Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Capital Irish, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Here we are again. It is Sunday, the 31st of March, but also it is Easter Sunday. So happy Easter to all of you out there. Hopefully you're enjoying the Easter eggs. Want to get this opportunity before I forget to say happy birthday to my daughter, whose birthday is today. If you're wondering why I'm back on the show again after a couple of weeks, I'll explain later. Okay, we're going to have our first song of the day, and this song always gives me kind of Easter vibes. So let's have a listen to the Dubliners with Luke Kelly, and they're singing Lord of the Dance.
I danced in the morning when the world was young. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Dance City. I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees. They wouldn't dance, they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, James and John. They came with me, so the dance went on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped, they stripped, they hung me high. Left me there on the cross to die. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. With the devil on your back. They buried my body, they thought I was gone. But I am the dance and the dance goes on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. They cut me down and I leapt up high. I am the life that will never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he.
Apologies, I introduced that as Luke Kelly singing with the Dubliners, but obviously that was Jim McCann and not Luke Kelly. But yeah, good song for Easter Sunday. I was going to explain why I'm back after a couple of weeks, after being on here, I think, for St. Patrick's Day 2 weeks back. So Anthony Gaffney was going to do the show this week, but he is travelling back to Dublin, heading back to Ireland on Thursday. Sorry, he's gone, I suppose. Yeah, just Thursday, just gone. So we did a bit of rejigging and reshuffling. So we're having a show today that's probably going to be a lot more songs. So you'll be happy that you don't have to listen to too much waffle from me. So I've asked some of the other presenters as well if they had any requests. And I asked Anthony as well. And he picked some songs. And he picked one that I think is very appropriate. So we're going to have a listen to a song by the Irish Rovers called Rolling Home to Ireland. And we wish Anthony safe travels back. Let's have a listen.
I'm from Paddy's land, I'm a raking, rambling man. Since I was young I've had the urge to roam. So don't you weep for me when I'm sailing on the sea, for you won't see me till like I'm rolling home.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country.
sailed away from Cork, we were headed for New York. I'd always dreamed a sailor's life for me, but the days were hard and long, with no women, wine or song, and it wasn't quite the fun I thought would be.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow.
We weren't too long a sail when the wind became a gale. Our boat was tossed and turned upon the foam, with waves like mountains high. Well, I thought that I would die, but I wish to God that I was rolling home.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow.
And when I reach the shore, I will go to sea no more. There's more to life than sailing round the horn. Good luck to sailor men when they're headed out again. I wish them all safe harbor from the storm.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow. Oh, rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow.
If you want to get in touch with us here on the show, if you have any requests or anything that you would like us to discuss, then there are a couple of ways that you can get in contact with us. If you're on Facebook, then have a look for the Capital Irish page, and you can find us on there. Alternatively, you can also send us an email at capitalirishradio@gmail.com. So that's all one word, capitalirishradio@gmail.com. Don't forget also that if you miss the shows on as they're being broadcast, you can also catch them on the podcast on Podbean. And if you have a look, if you have a look at Podbean and look up Capital Irish, you'll find us on there. And again, it'll be Capital Irish, all one word, and you'll find some of the shows on there. And it's going back a couple of years, we've got an archive of some of the shows. So make sure you share that with your friends near and far. I have to apologise for a bit of a buzzing sound on the microphone I've got here at the moment. It's not my normal setup, but I've got some interference, and it's not the mains line. But apologies for that. But you might notice there's a bit of a buzz on the mic. So Alice had a request that we include a poem or recitation by her sister Eileen Doyle. She lives in Rathkinney in County Meath. I'm not sure if I told the story here towards the end of last year, where I was up in Auckland and I got a message from my wife saying, look at this photo that she sent on. And it was a picture of Alice Paul and my sister in a pub somewhere up around Rathkinney, up around that corner in Meath, because my sister lives in Navan. So it's a very small world, and they bumped into each other over there. So let's have a listen here, and this is a poem called, actually I'll let Eileen introduce this.
I'm going to recite a poem which was on the Irish school curriculum 100 years ago, and it's called A Noble By Somebody's Mother by Mary Dow Brine, 1878. The woman was old and feeble and grey, and bent with the chill of the winter's day. The street was wet with the recent snow, and the woman's feet were weary and slow. She stood at the crossing and waited long, alone, uncared for amid the throng. Down the street with laughter and shout, glad of the freedom of school let out, came the boys like a flock of sheep, hailing the snow piled white and deep. Past the woman, so old and grey, hastened the children on their way, nor offered a helping hand to her, so meek, so timid, afraid to stir. At last came one of the merry troop, the jolliest by of all the group. He paused beside her and whispered low, "I'll help you across if you wish to go." He guided the trembling feet along, proud that his own were firm and strong. Then back again to his friends he went, his young heart happy and well content. She is somebody's mother, boys, you know, although she's old and poor and slow. And I hope some fellow will lend a hand to help my mother, you understand. If e'er she be poor and old and grey, when her own dear boy is far away. And somebody's mother bowed low her head in her home that night, and the prayer she said was, "God be kind to the noble boy who is somebody's son and pride and joy."
That was great. Thanks, Alice, for sending that on. Let's have a quick look at what's been happening in sport of Irish interest recently. Here in New Zealand, we had games down in Queenstown on St. Patrick's Day weekend. There was a big contingent of teams sent from the Wellington and Hutt Valley down there. I think there was a couple of injuries were picked up along the way as well, so we wish speedy recoveries to everybody who picked up a knock down there. Definitely have my sympathies, having had a couple myself playing the foreign game, not the GAA. Don't tell anyone. So right, on to the next request. This is a song that was also requested by Alice, and this is by Mick Flannery. Mick had another album out last year, which I missed out on. I've seen him live in Wellington twice. I haven't actually seen him perform anywhere outside of New Zealand. I've only been probably aware of him in my time over here, but he's one of those artists that kind of work under the radar, but one of the country's best singer-songwriters. And I was kind of looking up his page there, some of his information on Wiki and on Spotify, and he signed to a record label that was started up, I think, by John Prine, who is definitely somebody you should investigate if you are somebody who's interested in, I suppose, kind of country music from America. John is a bit of a legend, and he died a few years back, but he left some great songs, and I think he wrote probably one of the most famous ones that he wrote, but it was performed by other artists, was The Sound of Loneliness, which was a great song. But let's have a listen to Mick, and I'm going to pick one of the songs from his album from last year, and the album was called Good Time Charlie, and we're going to have a listen to a song called OK LA.
White hill, round the corner and you down that hill. I love you, babe.
Okay, what else has been happening? We had a sort of a impromptu catch-up of some presenters of the Irish show on St. Patrick's Day in at Queen's Wharf a couple of Sundays back. It was great to catch up with some of the other presenters on there, and there was a couple of Mayo jerseys on display, which is always good to see. I think we're probably overrepresented, I think, on the show, possibly. There's myself, Marion, and Jim. So, yeah, a good Mayo contingent on there. Speaking of Marion, let's have a listen to one of the songs that she has requested. This is a song by Imelda May, another one of those artists. Well, I suppose she kind of burst onto the scene some years back, but, has been probably not as kind of high profile, possibly, for a while, but... The song that Marion has sent on is one that was recorded live in on one of the recording sessions, and it's a fantastic voice. She's a fantastic singer. There's a big kind of a gospel kind of sound to the song as well, and the song that Marion has chosen is called, just give me a second here, When It's My Time.
Wash me in the water that flows from your side. Bathe me in blood that you gave when you died. Carry me over to the other side. When it's my time. But until then, can you hold my hand? Don't know what I'm doing, and I don't understand. Help me, is hard and love's the same. Nowhere to hide from my guilt and my shame. Could I just lay my head me.
Right, so we're coming up to the end of today's show. Just have a quick look at what's making the news headlines back in Ireland. And of course, the main story of the last week or two is Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, leader of Fine Gael, is stepping down as leader. I think he's sort of staying on in the interim as the leader of the government, but they're going to be pretty much in recess for the Easter period. And the expectation is that when they reconvene the Dáil on the, I think, the 9th of April, that Simon Harris will be voted in as the new Taoiseach, at least until the end of the 6 month window when the merry-go-round to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael leadership is due its next cycle. It's going to be an interesting year as well, I would imagine, with possible elections, I would imagine, coming up. I don't think there's any date set for that yet, but it will be one to keep an eye on later in the year. We are probably going to play out with another one of Anthony's requests. I think we mentioned recently that Hozier is going to be coming to New Zealand and playing gigs in Christchurch and in Auckland, not in Wellington, unfortunately. And I think that's happening in November. The song we'll play you out in a minute is In a Week by Hozier with Karen Cowley. So just want to wish you a happy Easter. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day, however you choose to spend today and the public holiday again tomorrow. And we'll be back again next week with another show. Again, don't forget that you can catch us on Facebook and you can get in touch with us on Gmail as well. And you can catch some of the shows on Podbean. So wishing you a happy Easter. Slán go fóill.
I have never known sleep. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.